Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Energy Resources of Australia Limited 2013 half-year results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 1st of August, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Energy Resources of Australia Chief Executive, Rob Atkinson. Thank you, Rob. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Annie. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to welcome you to this presentation for analysts and investors. I'm also joined by Steve Thibeault, the company's Chief Financial Officer. The purpose of today's presentation is to provide you with an overview of ERA's 2013 half-year results. There will also be an opportunity to ask questions of us both at the end of this presentation. A copy of the presentation has been lodged with the ASX and posted on ERA's website. In addition, those who have responded to our invitation to participate in this call have been emailed a copy of the slides that I will refer to during today's presentation. Slide two. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the country in which our mining operations are situated, the Mirarr people. Slide three. The next slide I'll take is read, and I'd ask you to note that all currency mentioned in this briefing is in Australian dollars unless otherwise stated. Slide four. The agenda for today's presentation will begin with an overview of the business for the first half of this year. I'll then talk in more detail about safety and people, followed by a review of ERA's operational performance and the financial results. I'll finish with an update on the progress of the company's strategic initiatives. Slide five. In order to provide you with a brief overview of where ERA is at as of the 30th of June 2013, I'll touch on a few key areas: safety, operations, strategic initiatives, and financials. We've always said safety is our number one priority at ERA, and I'm extremely pleased to report a 60% improvement in our injury frequency rate to 0.26 compared to 0.65 for the same period in 2012. From an operational perspective, we have achieved strong plant performance. The majority of the high-grade ore mined in 2012 was processed during the first half of 2013, and low-grade stockpiles will be processed in the second half of the year. All our strategic initiatives, the brine concentrator, the Ranger 3 Deeps exploration decline, and our ongoing progressive rehabilitation activities are progressing on schedule and on budget. Commissioning of the 220 million dollar brine concentrator has commenced, with all commissioning activities expected to be completed within the third quarter of 2013. The brine concentrator will greatly enhance our water management system and capacity to handle extreme rainfall events. The Ranger 3 Deeps exploration decline face position reached 1,000 meters from the surface on the 26th of June 2013, and at the time of this briefing has passed 1,215 meters. ERA has also commenced underground close space drilling, with two holes completed in the half-year period totaling 1,002 meters, and since this time, a further three holes have been completed. The five completed holes total 2,794 meters drilled. At this time, it's too early to make any comment on the results of these drill holes, as analysis of the core is still in progress. However, we expect to be in a position to do so in the near future. Financially, we recorded a net loss of 54 million dollars, including 142 million dollars of non-cash costs, of which 129 million dollars was depreciation and 21 million dollars of expenditure on the Ranger 3 Deeps exploration decline and the Ranger 3 Deeps mine pre-feasibility study. Slide six. Our progressive rehabilitation activities are progressing well. The integrated tailings water enclosure pre-feasibility study was successfully completed during the period and with no adjustments to the December 2012 rehabilitation provision of 640 million. With the completion of mining in Pit 3 in late 2012, backfilling of the pit commenced in December 2012 using ERA's existing mining fleet. As at the end of June 2013, the initial backfill of Pit 3 was 46% complete. The high level of fleet efficiency achieved has enabled ERA to reduce the fleet from 15 to 8 trucks, whilst maintaining the original completion schedule of Q3 2014, as well as importantly ensuring our unit cost remains at a very competitive level. Slide 7. I'll now talk about safety and people. Our goal is zero harm, and while we are not there yet, we continue to make pleasing progress in keeping safety and working safely at the forefront of each of our employee and contractor minds. As the graph shows, there's been a consistent and significant improvement in safety performance at ERA over the last decade. This trend has continued during the 6 months to 30th of June, with a 60% improvement compared to the same period in 2012. Our year-to-date all-injury frequency rate in 2013 was 0.26. Regrettably, we did have one lost-time injury during this period. An employee injured their finger. I am, however, pleased to report that he has made a full recovery and returned to full duties. Our safety performance is all the more pleasing, given it has been achieved during a period of very intense activity at Ranger. In terms of people and diversity, ERA maintains a very positive approach and track record. We remain one of the major employers in the West Arnhem region. At 30th of June 2013, we had 540 employees and contractors, of which 17% are Indigenous employees and 19% are female employees. Our education partnership with the West Arnhem College continues to strengthen, providing opportunities for local students to learn about industry employment opportunities and pathways to further learning and career development. Slide 8. From an operational perspective, ERA continues to perform very strongly. Over the 6 month period, mill operations have maintained previous high levels, with 1.2 million tonnes of ore milled to produce 1,847 tonnes of drummed uranium oxide. This compared to 1,244 tonnes for the corresponding period in 2012. As the majority of the stockpiled high-grade ore mined in 2012 has been processed, the mill will now be fed with lower-grade stockpile material, similar to the ore processed in the first half of 2012. This arrangement will continue until commencement of production from the proposed Ranger 3 Deeps mine, which is, of course, dependent on the project being approved. Our forecast 2013 production of uranium oxide is still expected to be between 2,700 to 3,300 tonnes. It is important that we carefully manage our level of production to ensure that it is produced at as low a cost as possible, but at the same time having strong regard to current sales commitments and the prevailing market conditions. In terms of our mining fleet operation, it's important to recall that the truck fleet is now focused on rehabilitation and backfill operations, mill delivery, and stockpile management. As previously mentioned, we have achieved very significant progress with the Pit 3 initial backfill, with 11.9 million tonnes of waste material moved into the pit during the reporting period. The rehabilitation program requires approximately 30 million tonnes of waste rock to be moved into Pit 3 by Q3 2014. As previously mentioned, the high level of efficiency achieved from ERA's existing fleet to date has enabled ERA to reduce the fleet from 15 to 8 trucks, whilst maintaining the original completion schedule of Q3 2014. This resulted in a corresponding reduction of 55 roles in the mine. Importantly, we have ensured that our unit cost for this work remains very competitive. Slide 9. In the first half of 2013, ERA recorded a net loss of $54 million, compared with $60 million for the same period last year. Earnings before interest, taxation, depreciation, and amortization was a profit of $49.7 million for the June half year, compared with a loss of $1.2 million for the June 2012 half year period. Our non-cash costs totaled $142 million, which were mostly related to depreciation. As a comparison, in the corresponding period of 2012, non-cash costs were $104 million. Expenditure on evaluation and exploration was focused on the Ranger 3 Deeps exploration decline and the Ranger 3 Deeps mine pre-feasibility study and totaled $21 million. The business review program, which started in 2011, has continued to deliver significant savings, with $27 million of cash savings achieved during this reporting period. Overall cash savings generated to date from the business review have now reached $102 million since 2011. ERA sales volume in the 6 months to 30th of June 2013 was 1,147 tons, generating revenue of $136.2 million. As with previous years, it is expected that sales in the second half of the year will be slightly higher than the first half. There was a decrease in the average realized price achieved to US$53.63 per pound compared to US$57.57 for the same period in 2012. This reflected the decline in market conditions. For the 2013 half year, the average long-term uranium price indicator was at US$56.75 per pound, and the average spot price was US$41.45 per pound compared to US$60.67 per pound and US$51.53 per pound respectively for the same period in 2012. As sales of uranium oxide are denominated in US dollars, the weakening of the Australian dollar had a favourable impact on revenue when compared to 2012. The average Australian dollar to US dollar exchange rate for the first half of 2013 was US$0.995 compared to US$1.054 in the June 2012 half year. In January 2013, ERA sold all remaining stock of purchased uranium oxide in hand. Total sales of purchased product for the half year ended 2013 was 48 tonnes compared to the June 2012 half year total of 447 tonnes. No uranium oxide was purchased during the 2013 half year, and the ERA has no outstanding uranium loans as at the end of June 2013. ERA had a cash balance of $314 million at 30th of June 2013. Cash flow from operating activities was a negative $89 million, and this included activities associated with the Ranger 3 Deeps exploration decline. Cash profit generated by the sales and production of uranium oxide was $91 million. This excluded all exploration activities and non-cash costs and is before tax. Cash costs for the June 2013 half year were lower than the corresponding period in 2012 due to the work being carried out on the Pit 3 backfill. The allocation of the mining fleet costs to the rehabilitation provision resulted in lower consumables, employee benefits, and contractor expenses. The reduction in contractor expenses in the June 2013 half year was partially offset by an increase in expenditure on the Ranger 3 Deeps exploration decline project. The total capital expenditure for the period, including sustaining capital and the brine concentrator, was $64 million. Compared to the June 2012 half year of $51.8 million. Rehabilitation costs were $34 million, the majority of which was related to the Pit 3 initial backfill. Given the forecast cash flow requirements for the implementation of ERA strategic initiatives, the ERA board has decided not to declare an interim dividend for the 2013 half year. Slide 10. The net loss in the June 2013 half year was $54 million compared to a net loss of $60 million for the corresponding period in 2012. In 2012, the net loss included an $8 million post-tax adjustment to finished goods inventory. During the first half of 2013, ERA did not purchase any uranium oxide. This compared favorably to the corresponding period in 2012, when ERA purchased 387 tons of uranium oxide in the spot market for a total cost of $43.3 million in order to meet its sales commitments. Depreciation in the June 2013 half year was $39.3 million higher than the corresponding period in 2012 as a result of higher production levels. ERA calculates depreciation largely on a unit of production basis, and this increase in depreciation was partially offset by lower employee, contractor, and consumable costs. Slide 11. The $220 million brine concentrator project is on schedule and within budget. This key strategic project is critical for improved water management and ERA's overall rehabilitation program. Commissioning is well underway and expected to be fully completed in quarter 3, 2013. This means that ERA will begin large-scale active treatment of processed water on the site for the first time. The brine concentrator has the capacity to produce through the treatment of processed water approximately 1.8 billion litres of clean water per year. And the brine concentrator has been designed and manufactured by HPD, a member of the Veolia Group, and constructed by Downer EDI. Slide 12. The exploration decline is being constructed by McMahon. As at 30th of July, the face position of the decline was 1,215 metres from the surface. Our underground drilling exploration program is being performed by Bort Longyear, and five holes totaling 2,794 metres have been drilled to date. The project is on schedule and on budget, and decline advance rates of 6 metres per day are being regularly achieved. The $57 million Ranger 3 Deeps Mine pre-feasibility study is progressing well in parallel to the decline construction. Public consultation on the draft guidelines for the environmental impact statement for the Ranger 3 Deeps underground mine closed on the 19th of July 2013, and we are awaiting the issue of the final guidelines. We remain on target for the commencement of production at the end of 2015 for Ranger 3 Deeps, pending all necessary approvals. Looking ahead, ERA is also expecting to resume its surface exploration program on the Ranger project area in quarter 3, 2013. To date, access to the previously identified target areas has been restricted following the 2012-13 wet season. Slide 13. Good progress has been achieved on progressive rehabilitation at Ranger. The major component of progressive rehabilitation for 2013 is a Pit 3 initial backfill project, which involves partially filling the pit with approximately 30 million tonnes of waste material by the end of quarter 3, 2014. In addition, we have completed and finalised the integrated tailings water enclosure pre-feasibility study, which has confirmed the validity of proposed rehabilitation activities. Further, the study confirmed there was no change required to the December 2012 rehabilitation provision of $640 million. Slide 14. Despite continued challenging external market factors in the first half of 2013, ERA has maintained its focus on safety, cost savings, operational efficiency, and strategic projects. We continue to do what we said we would do. We have delivered strong safety and environmental performance. Our forecast 2013 production of uranium oxide is expected to be between 2,700 and 3,300 tonnes. ERA continues to significantly restructure the business to adapt to lower production levels, and the focus on cost reduction and further productivity increases will continue to remain a very strong focus moving forward. Ranger 3 Deeps exploration decline and the Ranger 3 Deeps mine pre-feasibility study are on budget and on schedule. Rehabilitation work is well underway with good progress on the construction and commissioning of the brine concentrator, the Pit 3 initial backfill, and the completion of the integrated tailings water enclosure pre-feasibility study. And importantly, the brine concentrator remains on schedule and on budget. Following the finalisation of the mining agreement in January 2013, our relationship with the MIRA and the GAC continues to develop in a positive manner. The short-term market has reached a new low with spot prices at $34.50 on the 30th of July. The Japanese Nuclear Regulatory Agency is evaluating the restart of up to 10 plants and is expected that market conditions will progressively improve. The long-term market remains favourable as a result of significant new Chinese build and start-up programs. Whilst the market spot price indicator has fallen in the last 12 months, ERA's marketing strategy has protected against this volatility with its focus on long-term contracts with a floor price mechanism. Notwithstanding that, we recognise that it is presently a very difficult time for uranium producers. ERA has taken steps over the last few years to mitigate this by implementing an aggressive cost reduction plan with a strong focus on progressing its strategic initiatives, including the Ranger 3 Deeps underground mine project. ERA believes it is well positioned for the stronger medium-term market if the Ranger 3 Deeps underground mine is approved and developed. Yesterday, I informed the board of my intention to resign as chief executive. I've accepted the position of Rio Tinto Copper Group chief operating officer, and I will assume this new position only after there has been a smooth transition and handover with my yet-to-be-appointed successor. ERA has taken significant steps over a number of very challenging years to help ensure a strong foundation for future success is built. I believe the delivery in key metrics, project delivery and the improvement of key relationships clearly demonstrate that the company is delivering on its strategy and continues to do what it said it would do. ERA has in place a very strong, experienced and capable team, and I'm very confident that they will further improve on the very good work being carried out in order to continue the significant transition of ERA to one that has a viable and approved underground mine, a successful large-scale rehabilitation program, and stronger relationships with our traditional owners. I believe successfully transitioning this business will increase shareholder value. In closing, I would like to sincerely thank all of the employees at ERA, as well as our contractors and suppliers, for their contribution and achievements during this first half of the year, and in particular, for their continued focus on working safely each and every shift. So with that, I will close and invite you to ask questions of myself and Steve. And Annie, I'm happy if you can open the call up for those questions.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Peter Arnott from Merrill Lynch. Please ask your question.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to ask about the succession in particular, how you plan to handle the relationship with Amira, given in the past you've stressed the importance of consistency there, and if you can provide any confidence that that relationship will be sustained.
Thanks, Peter, and an important question. Certainly, over the 5 years that I've been here, there has been a very good relationship built. But it's certainly not only been with myself, and certainly throughout the organisation, we've got many touch points with the GAC and the traditional owners. And I think my role has been simply to help cultivate that. So I certainly believe that whether it's our general manager of operations, our community relations manager, and a number of other key personnel within the business have all got very good, well-established relationships. So I think they will certainly take it to the next level. So I have got no doubt in my mind about the capability of that, plus also how much regard the GAC and traditional owners have for those people within the company. And in regards to my succession, as I mentioned, Peter, I'm certainly going to have a very full handover with whoever comes into place. I've certainly already spoken to Justin O'Brien at the GAC to inform him about the news, and we'll be continuing to meet on a very regular basis. But I certainly know that both the ERA board and Rio Tinto appreciate that, you know, this role does require very good relationship building, and I think that the board will choose very wisely. But in short, I think we've got a terrific team here who've built up very strong relationships, and I think the CEO, apart from cultivating that, the engine room is below the CEO, and I'm very confident that that will continue.
Your next question comes from the line of Matthew Hope from Credit Suisse. Please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to find out with the sales schedule, is that roughly the same as production? So do you expect 2,700 to 3,300 this year? And also I wanted to ask about the finished product inventories, about $235 million worth. I guess that's over 2,000. Tons of material. Is that excess to contract, so you're just holding it? And if you had to sell that at spot, would the value be a whole lot lower?
Thanks, Matthew, for those couple of questions. I'll kick off and then I'll pass over to Steve. Certainly, our sales are going to be broadly in line with our production. And as I mentioned in my kind of preamble there, Matthew, is that we do have to be very sensitive to current market conditions. And whilst we've got the vast majority of our production already committed, you know, we do have the opportunity to produce some more for the spot market, but we're certainly not going to do that if the price is low and we would be introducing more material into an already oversupplied market. But certainly, in regards to your question, our production is certainly broadly in line with our sales. But Steve?
Yeah. Hey, Matthew. Hi, how are you?
Hi, very good.
Yeah, I think that the key point, you're right. I mean, the inventory have increased significantly. It's a large, it's much higher, or there's a $17 million roughly more than December. And as we said, Rob said during the presentation, most of a lot of our sales will be the second half, so it will be higher. And traditionally, we always had a lot of sales in the July-August period. So that explained a bit why we have a higher inventory. Talking about the sales and the realized price, I think that was your question. Rob said, I mean, we have a good structure around our long-term contract, and I would say most of our a significant portion of our sales are made around the long-term contracts and contracts that we already have. For what we're going to have to do on the spot, if we sell spot, definitely that we're going to be exposed like everybody else to the current depressed prices.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Matthew.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Bustill from JP Morgan. Please ask your question.
Good morning, guys. Just a couple of things. Firstly, this has been the first period where we've just seen stockpile processing, and it looks, just from a very simple calc of revenue minus EBITDA divided by sales, you're looking at unit costs of around about $35 a pound. Would it be fair to assume similar sort of costs that are going forward, or will those costs increase as you process sort of ever declining grades of material? And then secondly, you guys have obviously taken a step closer on the pre-feas for Ranger 3 Deeps. I know you get this question quite a lot, but I'm just wondering if you can provide any color in terms of CapEx or OpEx for that project.
No problems. Thanks for the two questions, Mark. And I'll kick off with an answer, read the unit cost, and I'll hand over to Steve, and then we'll come back to the to see if we can provide any further colour. The first 6 months of the year, we certainly had a unit cost below $30 mark. As you point out, you know, moving forward, we are going to be mining from the stockpiles, and as such, the grade is going to be very consistent with that grade we achieved in the first half from last year. At the same time, we have been very successful in reducing costs, and as mentioned, we've taken further costs out this year against an already aggressive budget, and we've got further plans to take out other significant costs next year, already identified in a number of areas. So we certainly recognize that the unit cost, especially in regards to grade, is likely to rise, but we're certainly working very hard to make sure that we keep that under control as much as we possibly can moving forward through a whole variety of processes. But Steve?
Yeah, hey, Mark, it's a good question. And I would say that the when you look at the financial statement, the P&L, the cost you have there will give you a good proxy of the ongoing costs, okay? However, I would make a couple of adjustments to that one, because these costs would include $21 million related to evaluation and exploration. So that's the Ranger 3D, okay? And that will vary depending on the investment. So I think that if you're trying to forecast what the cost will be, you would have to exclude that, because that's not really necessarily to operation.
Can I just clarify that then? So you've made revenue of 136 mil and EBITDA of 50. So your costs for the half were in the order of about $86 million. So you're saying that excluding that 21, you're in the order of what, 65 mil. So you're saying roughly 65 mil a half is your cost going forward.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, it's what I'm saying, Mark. The cost that you have in the second half, in the current half, or it's pretty what you should see in the future in terms of operating costs.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, considering that adjustment of E&E. However, what you keep in mind, Mark, is that we're going to start operating the brine concentrator, okay? That will add costs. And remember, in the past, we mentioned that that's additional cost of about $20 million, operating cost of $20 million per year, okay? That will be in the system. That will be upset partially upset by cost reduction in the program that Rob is talking about. So if you think of the financial statement, you make the adjustment for the E&E as we mentioned. That gives you the true operation cost that you should see in the future. You make the adjustment for the brine concentrator operating cost, and plus you reduce that by the saving program that we're putting in place. And you're going to have a very good proxy. Now, your cost per pound will depend on the grade, and that's just the way it is.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And, Mark, just going back to your second question in regards to Ranger 3 Deeps, it is, as I think you mentioned, still too early to provide any detail on the CapEx. But what I'd say is that the pre-feasibility study is progressing very well, that the radiometric plant, we're ramping up work to get that ready for the bulk sample. You know, the EIS is going particularly well. All the studies around the hydrology are going well, and all the geotechnical holes, et cetera, are being done. But the biggest thing that obviously we're waiting on is the exploration data. And whilst we're just about finished that first exploration study of holes, we're only about 6% of the way through. So over the next 12 to 15 months, we're certainly going to get more and more color to that. But still very early stages, but everything is progressing in exactly the manner we expected.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference back to today's presenters. Please continue.
Thanks, Annie. Well, if there's no further questions, I'll just do a wrap up. Again, really appreciate each of you taking the time to listen to the results from the half year. We certainly believe at ERA that we continue to address the challenges that we face successfully. And I think the performance at the half year demonstrates that we continue doing exactly what we said we would do. We look forward to providing the first tranche of exploration data in the coming weeks, and certainly look forward to catching up with each of you in the near future to provide you with further updates. But thank you to one and all, and operator, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.